A Japanese Viewpoint. 10.
The worst shop clerk I ever encountered was in New York City in 1999 when I went into his shop and bought a pair of socks. The young male cashier was talking to his female coworker, but reluctantly started his work. All of a sudden, their conversation heated up and they were laughing loudly, and then the man picked up the socks I had paid for and hit the woman's head with them twice jokingly. I couldn't believe my eyes and froze in silence. I bet this would never happen in Japan. Of course, this particular case is rather unusual, even in the United States. However, American workers waiting on customers are generally not as polite as Japanese workers, except for those expecting to get tips, such as waiters, waitresses, and porters. In Japan, we often hear it said that customers are gods. Shop clerks, especially at nationwide chain stores, are well trained to pay their utmost respect to customers and to be very polite to us. In contrast, some American clerks in the United States don't seem to be motivated to be nice to customers because their smile doesn't pay off without tips. Many Japanese visiting the United States often become disappointed and feel very uncomfortable, just as I did, when they enter shops expecting to be treated just like in Japan. For example, I do not really feel comfortable when the person whom I've just met calls my first name in a situation, particularly clerks. I remember when I went to a bank in Hawaii to open a new account. A male bank clerk called me by my first name, and I felt very uncomfortable. I didn't feel I was paid enough respect. Someone once told me that in the United States, treating customers like one's own friends is considered to be ideal, while treating them like in Japan is seen as rather unfriendly, and thus customers feel uncomfortable. Is that true?